Former USF engineering professor Dr. Samuel Arian suspended his most recent hunger strike on Tuesday and has since been moved from solitary confinement to the general population of the Hampton Roads Regional Jail in Portsmouth, Virginia. Arian has been in jail for more than 5 years and he completed his sentence last month. Yet he remains in jail awaiting the deportation called for in his plea agreement, said Mel Underbakke, who is with Friends of Human Rights.
He was on a hunger strike, lasted for 57 days, and he lost 40 pounds. But after he suspended it, about a day later, he was moved to the general population where he has the same rights and privileges that the other prisoners have. And prior to that time, he was in solitary confinement. His phone calls were restricted. He was handcuffed anytime he left his cell. So things are much better, but he still is not being released. And there's really no sign of when he will be released at this point.
On Wednesday night, about 40 people filled the outdoor patio of the Cafe Bohemia in downtown St. Petersburg to see the documentary film USA vs. Arian. Arian ended his hunger strike on Monday. Prior to that, Underbakke said Arian was being abused by the jail and was originally put in solitary confinement because the jail incorrectly considered him to be a suicide risk.
Initially, when he first went to that jail, that's what they said, and so they took everything away from him. And then they found out that really that wasn't true. He wasn't trying to kill himself, so they gave him back some of his things. But he was still being really mistreated up until just yesterday, when he, like I said, he had lights 24 hours a day. He had, what else? He didn't have access to the time, so he wouldn't know when to pray. And he was in solitary confinement up until yesterday when he went off the hunger strike.
Arian began his hunger strike on March 3rd after learning that he had been called to testify before a grand jury in Virginia. It was the third time he has been called before a grand jury in this case. Arian's attorneys have said that he will not testify because it violates his plea agreement and it is a perjury trap by the government. Arian's eldest daughter, freelance journalist Layla Arian, said that her father is being held in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, custody without charge.
My father's sentence was technically over April 7th, but according to the government, it was April 11th. That was the day that he was transferred from the Bureau of Prisons custody to the custody of immigration officials, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He's now being held technically without charge since he completed his sentence, and we think right now the Department of Justice is determining whether or not to charge him with criminal contempt for refusing to testify before the grand jury.
Pat Riley is a spokesperson for ICE. She confirmed that Samuel Arian was transferred from the Bureau of Prisons to ICE custody when his sentence was completed on April 11th. She did not know how long ICE would hold Arian before he is deported.
Every case is different. You should understand that when someone is being processed for removal from the country following an order of deportation by an immigration judge, we have to receive travel documents from the country this person comes from and to which they are returning. So that process involves interviews and certification that someone is welcome to the country that we are sending them to, and the issuance of travel documents.
Because Arian is Palestinian, he has no country and no travel documents. But Riley said that it usually is possible to deport people to Palestine.
We have repatriated people to Palestine. There are countries, transit countries, that will allow people to transit through on their way to Palestine. At the moment, our access to Palestine, though, is closed, but it's usually temporary due to a security situation there, and whenever it opens up, he will be returned. That's the nature of our business, which is removal of people who are not authorized to be in the United States any longer, and we have to negotiate with other countries to receive these people home.
The standing room only film screening on Wednesday was sponsored by St. Pete for Peace and Friends of Human Rights. Full disclosure, this reporter used to be a member of Friends of Human Rights. Patricia, who only wanted to be identified by her first name, told the audience that what happened to Arian and his family can happen to any other American family.
It seems right now on the merry-go-round of racism, right now I guess it's Arab Muslims' turn to be the target of racism. I think that we need to recognize this is happening to an American family. The people we're seeing in here are American people. I mean, the women might dress in the hijab. This is an American family. These are American children. This is an American court. And I expect for other Americans the same thing that I expect for myself.
Last month, Mel Underbakke took the film on a nationwide tour, and she said Wednesday's screening was the kickoff of a second nationwide tour. Al-Aryan was arrested on February 20, 2003, 1 month before the United States invaded Iraq. Lois Price said that a Washington, D.C. lobbyist told her that the timing of Al-Aryan's arrest was not a coincidence.
Sammy lobbied during the summers and in his off time at school. He lobbied in Washington against the use of secret evidence and against torture. And she said Sammy was persistent and he annoyed a number of people. And what she told me was, people here understand that Sammy is not a terrorist, but he is persistent and he's not the kind of person you want running around Washington when you're about to go to war.
Sammy Al-Aryan agrees that his imprisonment has been political. The website FreeSammyAl-Aryan.com contains a 3.5-minute statement that he recorded on March 31st, several weeks into his hunger strike. An excerpt.
No wonder people have been asking, what is justice? Justice can't be served when people are targeted because of their beliefs and politics. Justice can't be served when the will of the jury is thwarted, ignored, and not respected. Justice can't be served when those who are supposed to administer it abuse it in order to exact revenge. Justice can't be served when employing fear-mongering and fear tactics by exploiting a national tragedy to silence the voices of a vulnerable and weak minority in our society.
WMNF attempted to speak with the Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties at the Department of Homeland Security and with the Hampton Roads Regional Jail to find out why Al-Aryan is still being detained and when he will be deported, but they did not return our phone calls by airtime. Next week, the documentary USA vs. Al-Aryan will be broadcast in the United States for the first time. It will air 3 times on the television channel Link TV beginning Sunday, May 4th. For links to all of the organizations mentioned in this report, visit our news archive at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.